You're listening to the PSN News Network. With the latest from the PSN Newsroom, I'm Kevin Dunn. Here's what's happening on your Thursday. New York City's transit agency says human error caused Tuesday's subway derailment. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is blaming an unsecured length of replacement rail for a derailment that injured dozens of subway riders and tied up multiple train lines for hours. Railroads typically store such equipment adjacent to active tracks, so it's there when needed. But a statement from the transit agency says this rail was not properly bolted down. It is now inspecting all of its track to make sure all replacement rails are adequately secured. The accident came amid a season of subway foul-ups. The system, which is now carrying record numbers of riders, has been plagued by power outages and equipment failures. Warren Levinson, New York.
ABC News has reached a settlement with a South Dakota meat producer over a report regarding a beef product that critics refer to as pink slime. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaroletta has the story.
ABC spokeswoman Julie Townsend says in a statement the network has reached an amicable resolution in its dispute with Beef Products Incorporated. Terms of the settlement are confidential. The meat producer filed a $1.9 billion lawsuit against ABC in 2012, saying ABC misled consumers in believing its finely textured beef product is unsafe. BPI says demand for the product was cut by more than half, which led to the closure of three plants and the layoffs of about 700 workers. A trial began earlier this month. I'm Margie Zaroletta.
This is the PSN News Network.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
News update throughout the day at www.psnnews.net. Publisher HarperCollins says Michael Bond, who created the Paddington Bear teddy bear, has died at the age of 91 after a short illness. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesima reports.
It was a last-minute Christmas gift for his wife that inspired Michael Bond to create Paddington Bear, the marmalade-loving teddy in a duffel coat. Bond would go on to see his creation enchant children for more than half a century and become an icon immortalized in print, on screens, and as countless stuffed toys. The furry adventurer first appeared in A Bear Called Paddington in 1958, who'd arrived at London's Paddington Station wearing a sign saying, "Please look after this bear. Thank you." The books have sold some 35 million copies worldwide and have been translated into 40 languages. Charles Ledesma, London.
The Michigan Appeals Court says in a ruling released yesterday that a man who was mistakenly told that he would receive a $2.7 million severance can't collect the windfall. That was a nice try, though. Francois L. Hayek was laid off from Trico Products in suburban Detroit in 2014. He was told he would receive about $81,000 a week for 34 weeks, but it was a mistake. Trico says the document should have said El Hayek would get a total of roughly $81,000. El Hayek didn't receive any of the inflated payments and sued Trico, saying the company violated the deal by not paying the larger amount. He says $81,000 a week for 34 weeks seemed fair based on his 28 years of service. But the appeals court says a contract can be fixed when someone in El Hayek's shoes knows about the mistake but remains silent. This has been the latest news from the PSN Newsroom. Updates throughout the day from this station and www.psnnews.net, home of the Daily Dose podcast. For the PSN Radio Network, I'm Kevin Dunn.